Champaign Urbana Ballet's annual production of The Nutcracker opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I got a preview of this year's show from CU Ballet Executive Director Kay Green and Champaign Mayor Deb Frank Finan, who once performed in The Nutcracker herself on the Krannert stage. Finan says now as a ballet mom, she enjoys seeing the performers grow through the years.
It's a lot of fun. Our fall and winter now is Nutcracker, and we have our CU Ballet family. You really get to know the other parents and the other kids. And I think probably the most fun piece for me as part of the volunteering, as you get to know the kids, you watch them grow through the roles. So they may start as a little cow or, you know, as a soldier or a mouse. And the next thing you know, they're the Sugar Plum Fairy. And you know, I just can't tell you how fun it is to watch that growth.
And Kay, the Nutcracker really does continue to grow each year. More and more people involved. Tell us a little bit about this year's production, and maybe if there's anything any new wrinkles this year.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because it has grown in an interesting way this year. We have 127 cast members, but we have cast members from 18 different communities, which involves 7 different counties. So I thought that was really an eye-opener for me. That's the first time that's ever happened. So I'm glad that we have that outreach, that families are coming from all over to participate. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, kids make new friends, and they're friends for a very long time, sometimes forever. And so we enjoy, we welcome everyone. We love it. All the way from Vermilion County to the east, to Menard County to the west. So and everywhere in between. So.
And I think that really speaks to the quality of this production, the opportunity for kids to dance on the Krannert stage with sets designed by Andy Warfel, who is a prominent set designer, to have the lighting and the, you know, the Champaign-Urbana Symphony playing. It's really a professional level production, and kids from all over don't have the opportunities that we have right here in Champaign-Urbana because of the Krannert and because of the ballet company. And so they come to be a part of this production. And, you know, what a delight for the audience because they get to see this production.
Yeah, and any new wrinkles this year? I know from time to time you introduce some new things to the production.
Yes, you know, last year we introduced our new Dutch Dairy scene, which was a lot of fun. So we're anxious to bring that back, you know, for its second year. But there's lots of new costumes that you will see. We have a new party dad this year. Dr. Helfer of Christie Clinic is our new party dad. You know, Brian, you would make a great party dad. You need to consider that in the future. No pressure, but it's fun for them. And actually, they're going to be in costume this year. We don't typically allow our cast members to be in costume and roam about Krannert Center, but this is a special year for our party dad. So they're having a toast in the at stage 5 in the lobby on opening night at 6:30. So if you want to meet a party dad up close and personal, you should come to stage 5 in the Krannert Center lobby and toast to the party dads.
And I would say it's a great opportunity to see the costumes. The costumes, which are, you know, designed by Deanna Doty, but the moms really spend all of the fall working on them. And, you know, it's all volunteer work. But the level of costuming for this production, I would put against any show anywhere. And it's a really unique opportunity to see them up close.
Yes, it is. They're beautiful.
And Deb, for you, how did you first become involved with the Nutcracker? You know, how long have you been a mom for this performance? And I just tell us a little bit about that, if you could.
Well, so a couple different things. My daughter, when she was 6, I believe, went to see the production with my mom and walked away saying, I want to do that next year. And I think that happens for a lot of children, that opportunity just opens possibilities for them. And so, you know, she started then in January taking ballet lessons at the academy and tried out the next year. So she was immediately all in. So I've been involved for about 7 years with that. But, and, you know, Kay's looking at me because she knows this story. But as a child growing up in Champaign-Urbana, I actually was in the Nutcracker on the Krannert stage when National Academy of Ballet was here many many moons ago. And so, you know, I can speak a little bit to the opportunity and the fact that at, you know, 52, I still remember those times on stage with the Nutcracker and being in the bowels of Krannert and learning how the production works from the back end. And it really impacted my life. It gave me, you know, the ability to be independent and confident. And, you know, I just think that the chance for the children and the older young adults who participate is something that really can't be beat. It's fabulous.
And it sounds like you have, you know, not only a lot of the performers coming back year after year to be a part of it, but a lot of alumni
yes.
coming back and staying involved as well.
Yes. So this year, Erica Johnston is coming home from New York. She resides in New York, lives there, works there, has a career there. And she is coming back to recreate her role as the Arabian princess. She did that back in 2008. So we're anxious to have her come back this year. You'll see her on stage. She's beautiful. And and she has her own story about CU Ballet and the production she was in and her life at the Academy growing up and just the lessons that she took away from all of that and how it's helped her grow into this very successful young woman. We're super excited to have her back. All of our alumni, they work backstage. They're quick changing. They're, you know, being a hall monitor. They're doing all kinds of things. So we love having them come back.
And I want to speak to a little bit about the kids who are involved. And I was hesitating on words because, you know, some of them are little kids and some of them really are almost adults that are involved. Some are adults who are involved now as they come back. But, you know, the amount of effort that they put in and very few things do you train from, you know, end of August all the way through December on that same thing to be ready for the production. And the athleticism that is involved. You know, we talk about athletes in this community a lot, and I think we really miss the boat when we don't see the dancers as athletes as well because, you know, the lifts that they're doing and the jumps and, you know, dancing on your toes. And I know from having a child who's been involved, the amount of strength it takes and how careful they are to build that strength before they go on point, those kids really are putting their heart and soul in.
20 hours of dancing a week, that's what it takes.
That's CU Ballet Executive Director Kay Green and Champaign Mayor Deb Finan discussing this year's production of The Nutcracker, opening tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. You can find full show details at krannertcenter.com.